Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chicken McNuggets. Pinball. Slaughterhouse. Shovel.
It's Week Nine! It's Week
Nine! Hi!
Hi, Daniels!
Hello!
How are you today?
I'm dumb right off the rip today. I just realized I went over what I had here many times.
Yes?
Not like this. I have a pen and no paper. I made sure, and I checked the pen twice. I'm like, yeah, I got the pen. I can write stuff.
Of course I've got a pen.
Of course I got a pen. How am I going to make notes during the show if I need to make them real quick?
Hey.
And then just didn't even think of like literally nothing to write it on. That's fine.
It's too bad.
Hand.
It's too bad that it's always 600 degrees in this fucking studio. Because if you did this, by the time you needed to use it, you'd be like, hey. Shit, waste of time.
Today it actually feels kind of cool. It's much colder outside.
Way more than last time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what happened last time. It's like someone's pranking us.
Like
that's what it felt like.
We forget there's a setting on the little kind of heat AC that says sauna.
If only it was...
Oh, we pushed the sauna button again.
Classic.
Dang it.
We press the pass out before show's over button. Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Oh, nice.
Fred. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, my birthday was a couple days ago.
It was. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. How old are you?
I'm 44. So a couple days as the show came out. So I have no celebration news because in real life, I haven't celebrated yet.
It was probably fucking sick.
It's probably so sick.
It has to be.
Oh, it was the best.
What if it was? Okay. Next week's episode.
Yeah.
We should know by then.
Yeah.
If it was terrible, we'll update you then.
Exactly.
Like it could have been a whole disaster.
People are crying.
People have died. Your house burned down.
I'm living alone.
That'd be a fucking crazy birthday.
Oh my God.
Think about that birthday party,
immediately next week, it's like I have an apartment like across town. It's like, man, what happened? That's a crazy birthday.
Okay, well, get this. She brought in the wrong flavor cake.
I said German chocolate. I didn't say devil's food. I said German chocolate.
And she did.
You know?
Now she's dead, and I've got a lot of pending charges.
Right. I got a great lawyer, so I'm able to record until my case goes forward.
The next week, or the episode after this, it's remote. You're not here, and you're hiding. But we're still doing episodes. You're doing a Snowden bit.
I send in like messages. Like, hey, I thought this was really funny on this one video.
You guys ready for one star reviews?
Like weird. Like we are ready for one star reviews. Like weird whispering, and then everyone like you hear the sirens. Everyone's still. I gotta run.
It just brought me back to you running on rollerblades because that's one of my favorite stories.
Dad, just take them off.
You'll be so much faster.
Now I just gotta make it to the sidewalk.
Okay, so anyway, this is episode 42 of Is We Dumb. We are pumped that you're here. We have our private Facebook group, Is We Dummies. Go ahead and join. We do have some new merch, badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but let's say that you bought something.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't what I wanted. Or this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Store@badmagicproductions.com. That is your customer service hotline.
Yeah, send things in if you need them sent in, or whatever
it is.
Yeah,
but we do have some new summer Is We Dumb merch. It is a highly requested design. Zach in the studio, want to bring it up on the screen.
Fred and Barney.
We got Fred and Barney.
I love how far this has gone.
It's Barney. Barney's got Fred's got the beard.
Yeah,
he's got the tattooed arm, and then Barney, which I'm assuming is me, is standing on books.
Yay!
Oh, okay. I'm glad that's funny for you guys.
I would also like it if bad magic like gets shut down, we lose everything because of like Warner Brothers or somebody just comes hard for us because of like some kind of copyright infringement.
Do they can take
over Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble?
Dude, they can take all $25 in merch sales. like, listen, all we made. Apparently, your characters weren't that good because right. We tried to make bank off of them and we made fucking nothing. So take it.
They are some sweet.
They're so good. We got like designs. A button up shirt. Mm-hmm. We got the matching trunks to go along with it. IWD and Bones. You got the etched tablet that says Fred and Barney on it. So go pick that up.
So fun.
It's so much fun to see these. I'm not going to say like alternate kind of, I don't know, available merch items.
Yeah.
Just things you wouldn't normally see, like a button up shirt and some swim trunks.
Especially for like a joke this weird.
Right.
Yeah.
because people will get it.
Yeah.
But if they look harder, they're like, what? Is this the Kirkland brand right, knockoff?
Right, right.
And they're not wrong because.
I keep thinking, I'm having trouble focusing. I just keep thinking about how funny it is to think about a co-host of just any podcast who's on the run from the law, but still trying to be part of the show.
I'm glad you brought that up because I've been thinking about it the whole time as well.
I just love the stuff, like literally hiding out in the woods, like you know, like and for a serious charge.
But always
like,
calling
going,
in.
Right, but still calling in. Like they're going to go to prison once they're caught, in all likelihood, like for the rest of their life. They're going to be still. So they should just be focused on like just hiding out. And maybe make it to a new country. But instead, they're like, they feel responsible for the show.
We got fans that care about it. And I love it even more if it was a tiny ass show. Like, there's 12 listeners.
There's three reviews on iTunes. They've been doing the show for 4 years.
Right.
And they're still just like just, and I love like it just keeps getting worse in my mind. Where it's like, hey, I just want to say that I really thought the thing we did last week was so funny. Sorry it took me a second. They got the dogs after me right now. Right. I don't know, like the FBI stepped in or something.
Anyway,
just, and then you hear like helicopters. Oh fuck, helicopters coming. Anyway, it's so funny. The ATV, go to the guy at the cheese wheel down the hill. Oh, I fucking loved it. Gotta go by. Like it's not even good check-ins.
But right. A perfect opportunity to tie in some ad reads. Like, listen, Joe, they have the dogs after me, and they're really fast. They must have had Purina dog food on sale now for 50% off. This is about as fluid as any podcast ad read.
Just doing ad reads from out the woods. Just be like
oh my God. Carhartt.
Sorry. It's been hard for me lately. They shot me last week, and I haven't been able to get to a doctor, and I got this kind of like bullet wound in my calf.
Yeah.
And I've been living on, you know, like just kind of grass and mm-hmm. roots, whatever I can find. I'll tell you what I'd really like. Some HelloFresh. You know, if you can just get sent to your house, just, you know, whatever meals you want.
I bet you it's so easy, I can make it on this gas burner that I have on the woods. Just follow the easy-to-follow instructions that they give you with every meal. What's your fight?
With all the press coverage of the murders that I committed, it's really hard to get into a doctor. But what has been nice is Ritual Vitamins. They really help
me. I've been on the run for 3 days. You know, I can really use a good night's sleep. Lisa Mattress will give you...
I fucking love that idea. That's such a funny visual in my head. Just somebody just like just that podcast would blow up if there was a podcast where like one of the hosts is actively on the run from the law.
Right. All like, these cops,
huge manhunt, right. And they're still sending in like cell phone.
I got this sweet gift for you. I wish you could see it, Danny. I wish you could see it. It's a custom shirt. Oh, that's great. Can I? Yeah, sorry, you can't get it. I mean, like, cops are pretending to be listeners. They're writing in, like trying to find out where you are.
I'd love to stay on the line a little bit longer, but they keep triangulating my calls, and so right. I got to run. I can only do like 15, 16 seconds. Hey, it's really dumb.
Anyway, as you're running away, it's like, John, it's really dumb. Come. Just fucking. I'm checking emails on the run.
And then the new merch designs start to cater to the person being like on the run.
Just jumpsuits.
We got a new it's like a prison jumpsuit
with a ghillie suit. Or whatever those snipers they hide in. I think they're called ghillie suits.
That's it.
Yeah.
The ghillie suit. We got a new design. It's a ghillie suit. I've seen a couple guys that have been trying to shoot me wearing these.
I couldn't even see them. They're fucking high quality. High quality ghillie suits.
Hey, great item in the store. It's fake ID. It's a fake passport. I actually just got one myself from this guy on the dark web. Hopefully it'll get to Mexico.
Free car rentals? Like, just weird shit, everything you needed to get away.
Oh, my God.
We're planning our sponsors to help you get the fuck out of the country.
The sponsors start catering to the person on the run. And you can use a fake passport to get a Hertz rent-a-car. Right. For any of the locations nationwide. They don't check the serial numbers. Ah, I love it. I love it.
All right. Counterfeit briefcase of money and ghillie jumpsuits coming to badmagicmerch.com. All right, let's move on. We do have a very fun starting question this week. So,
okay, great.
Okay, Zach, is that your name? Oh,
the very my name. Super most important starting question.
I did not expect so many people are really mad that I just stopped yelling at Zach.
Really?
I mean, it's not my fault
that
he's
the rage.
He's doing a better job. Right. They don't give a fuck. Like, they want him to just go backwards. Just recess in his progress.
More mistakes.
Yeah.
I make lots, so.
Okay.
No.
Just not on this show.
Okay. I'll be waiting.
Do you want to let it out of your system and just give me a good shout at me?
I'll wait for you to fuck up. I got to make it. It's got to be authentic.
I got one coming.
Okay. Can't wait. All right. So this Would You Rather was sent in by Dummy Cody. And it's dark.
Okay.
And it's
good.
Wordy.
We haven't had a real dark one.
We haven't. And here we are. So would you rather work in a beef slaughterhouse all your life, where you have to kill and process cows using only your hands and teeth, no tools or anyone to help?
Yes, that one.
Or have
I already made my decision.
Or have one eye that only sees all the world's most upsetting deaths as they happen.
Oh my God.
Doesn't matter if your eye is open or closed, 24/7 death.
Whoa!
So I don't know.
That is dark.
So I mean, how do you report somebody? Because I feel like Cody needs to be on a watch list. I'm laying legs like, what's a would you rather they would really like? Murder, chewing cows, or fucking everyone getting their throat slit.
He puts himself into the would you rather. Would you rather that because I know where you live, that I kill your family and I killed it like very, and then he starts like naming
with no
like,
help
because I
no
know
tools.
That they go to Hudson's Burgers every Friday, like right. Like talking about there. Or would you rather one of the nights when I'm sleeping in the attic, which I have done for several months now, I come down and I hold you down and rape you? Like, what? Whoa! What?
Which one
is it?
But after you get raped,
make a fucking choice. Like, it's just a blatant threat,
and it's all like random letters like cut out of a newspaper. Oh, it's the first would you rather. That's an actual ransom note
that's been mailed in. There's a threat if you don't make the correct decision. Oh, it's like Jesus. Everyone dies.
Yep. I don't know if I mean,
if as we're if, doing
if we're
it,
laughing about it. And then next week, I mean, you're on the fucking run because your shitty birthday cake. And my family's dead. Like, this would be the worst episode 42 ever.
I always pictured as we're doing the would you rather, then it gets more descriptive about the current moment, which is like weird that he would know. And then he's like, look at Joe's forehead. And I see a laser fucking dot like from a sniper rifle. I'm like, holy shit.
Choose wisely. It's not even a laser dot. It somehow has put the words choose wisely. Like, he has a custom sniper laser that puts words on people's foreheads.
Then it goes slightly off to like the background behind you, and actually we fucking hear the firing of a gun with the bullet goes through the wall. He's like, I'm not fucking playing around.
Fucking killed Logan.
Jesus Christ,
shot Logan. He's just working on cool shit.
Zach comes in crying, dragging a dead Logan. He's not fucking kidding. Please, he's not kidding. Please.
Holding up pictures, all their families tied up. Like, it's just a spitball. Anyway, Cody, we love you. Let's go ahead and dissect this thing.
Okay.
Can you imagine, I mean, first of all, just working in a slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
Not my ideal occupation.
Right.
I would not like that. I don't like killing animals.
Okay.
And then when you don't have the proper tools to do it, you have to kill them with your hands and teeth and tear them apart. First, I mean, I'm not the strongest person in the world, but I'd say I'm above average for strongness.
Yeah.
I can't choke out a fucking cow.
Not first.
Not at first.
But would you be working there a while?
Yeah, working out for a while.
Oh my God, you get so strong. You would get, oh my God.
If your job was choking out cows, you'd be the strongest person in the world.
And not even necessarily choking them out, just with your hands and teeth. If your job was just beating cows to death with just your own fists and stuff like that, then like, oh my God, like the craziest UFC story. Like, you would fucking, if you could figure out how to consistently like beat a cow to death
right.
in a matter of seconds, and then you took those skills into the fucking octagon.
Sure.
The most ferocious opponent.
But here's the most frustrating part.
Yeah.
No matter how successful you got in the octagon.
Right.
You still have to go
back to your job.
You're making
$200
million a year.
How dark is that?
The most successful MMA UFC fighter ever. And you get out of the ring, you have to go home and kill cows. With your bare hands and chew them up until you go to bed.
Like, I just think of like Conor McGregor when he goes into his like whiskey business right. And he's always like, you know, like dressed to, you know, with these like crazy, you know, $100,000 suits and like, or like Floyd Mayweather and these like really living right. up extravagantly. Mm-hmm. And then you're making that kind of money and they're like, so what are you doing next week? It's like, you know, you taking the family anywhere for vacation? No, I gotta fucking beat some cows to death. What? Like, they think you're joking for a while? And then there'd be like this weird like Vice documentary. They're like, he's not kidding.
He's not.
For the past 7 years. MMA champion Dan Cummins has been beating cows to death, 200 to 300 a week, like in this slaughterhouse.
But I just heard that. It was Morgan Freeman.
Oh, my God.
He's not kidding. Like, whatever he – right. Just this
– A lot of people say that Andy right. wouldn't make it out of that prison today if he hadn't killed all those cows.
Right.
He beat them to death with his bare hands. He told them to follow his mouth. And, you know, the nightmares from those cows, I'm sure will haunt him for the rest of his life. But I've never met a tougher man than Andy Dufresne.
Right.
He had never been able to get away from Red. Had him out beating those cows to death for several years with his bare hands. Right.
Whatever. And we're just kind of breezing over. I'm not sure if it's because we can't really imagine what it would be like.
Yeah.
Chewing into the hide of a dead cow. As a slaughter, like, you have to come out with a product. you can't just kill them and move on and kill another cow. You're gonna get arrested. Like, it has to go to table. Like, you have to chew up and roll that shit into a sausage. A beef sausage.
Does it have to be teeth? Is it hands and?
No, yeah, you just get hands and teeth.
Okay,
for a slaughterhouse, that's it. You don't get any other tools. But then, I mean, that is
or
your
you see
in death. One eye.
So weird.
One eye, you see all of the worst deaths.
Which is really, might as well be the both eyes.
It might as well be the internet.
Yeah, but you have. It's like the internet. It's like someone put a chip in your brain that runs web pages that you don't want to see. Mm-hmm. And you just have to look at, see those. I think because of like the kids and stuff that would die, like those kind of like the tragic deaths that involve like sexual brutality, is as rough as it would be, I'd have to pick the cows.
Okay.
And I think I would just become so dehumanized. It wouldn't be dehumanized technically because they're not humans. I become so desensitized to killing cattle that I just wouldn't even fucking care anymore.
And it says work in a beef slaughterhouse. I mean, there's plenty of loopholes in here. Like, you could work one day a year and still be considered working at the beef slaughterhouse.
I think you have to assume full time.
But
you get a couple of weeks of vacation. So I would say 50 weeks a year, 40 hours a week of beating cows.
That changes everything. Slaughterhouse for sure. Like, I'm sorry. I get to go to Maui?
And it doesn't say how fast you have to, which actually kind of makes it sadder.
You would lose your mind. You go on vacation and you just be running around and be like, oh my God, you have no idea how happy I am to not be chewing on and killing cows. You're like, what? You're like, Cabo Wabo.
I just think about how mangled your hands would be, too. Like, you'd have these scarred up, jacked up hands, and then people would have questions.
What
happened to your hands?
I never punched a cow. Have you ever punched a cow?
No.
Has anyone out there in our
life? I'm sure people have punched cows.
What? We've never got more emails.
That would be hilarious if we find out like 40% of IZBDumb listeners have punched a cow at one point in their life.
Crashes our server over just like, whoa. All right. I mean, that's show cancellation. We have to give up hope on humanity if 40% of our listeners have punched a cow.
I wonder if you could find the right spot to hit them that would – I don't think there's a quick way. I was hoping there would be a relatively painless way.
Pressure point?
Yeah, like the equivalent of like the temple. Like, if you just hit them the right way in the temple, maybe knock them out and then you can hit them a few more times and kill them. But I think it's going to be a long, very barbaric process.
It is.
And it's so sad because the cow's not fighting back.
No, it's just – yeah.
Like, ow. Like,
fum. Jackie Chan cowboy. Trying to get him knocked out. But there are some terrible deaths.
Is the best way.
Terrible deaths and terrible situations that happen every day.
Yeah,
you can do whatever you want, but you can't be there. You can't be there to experience that if that's all you're seeing. If you see nothing but that terrible death.
Oh.
I mean, you're out of the slaughterhouse.
Right.
You've moved on. You're able to just live your life and go on vacations and work a normal job. But the whole time.
I mean, yeah, you're like, you're hanging
physically
out.
Physically, you could do it.
Physically,
mentally,
I think you'd be in an insane asylum because mm-hmm. I think, like, you know, you're hanging out with your family, you know, just watching the kids, like, play a game. But in your mind, you're seeing people just being, like, stabbed to death or just, you know, beheaded or whatever.
Fuck yeah. That's it.
Cows. I'm picking cows.
You're picking cows?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to pick cows. Like, that's not going to make you insane. Like killing and choking out and eating cows with your teeth is going to be like, you know what? That's a better option.
It's a crazy job, but at least you get to leave work at work. Yeah. You know, when you go home, you shower up and you're like, I don't have to fucking punch any cows to death.
How was work today?
How's work today?
Your family has
terrible.
Well, another beautiful day, babe.
You just say numbers after a while.
Five.
How's work today? Yeah, exactly. Seven. And they just know that you had to beat seven cows to death that day. And then maybe they leave you alone. I wonder if the number's lower, mm-hmm. they leave you alone. If you're just like one. And they're like, oh, man, that was a long.
Big ass cow.
Big cow.
Big bull.
Very traumatic death.
All day. You come home, it's like food. You have to bring your work home, though, with food. Like you feed the family with cows that you've punched in the face to death.
I picture that person.
Oh my God.
Eating everything but red meat.
Vegetarian.
Yeah, vegetarian.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
They like their steak well done.
Oh yeah. Yes. Tenderized. Just, out of habit, like they serve a hamburger, he starts beating the shit out of it. Like he just can't stop. It's like, fuck. All right, should we move on?
Let's move on.
This is crazy. All right. Next thing, Zach. He's just so on top of it.
Yeah, he's doing great.
I don't know what to do about him. Man, worse.
We opened hard. We opened extreme. A lot of death. A lot of
on the run from the cops.
On the run from the law.
This is going to be great. Anyway, so you have a story for Is We Dumb?
This is going to be mild by comparison.
Okay.
But I think more relatable. This was, Lindsay and I got a boat recently, like super excited about it. Been hoping for one for a couple years. And then I was, backing into a boat slip. Haven't done it that many times, but I'd done it fine a few times prior to the story.
Okay.
And then there was this guy who just showed up, the boat people, I guess, very helpful bunch. So this boat guy shows up.
that's a category of human. I don't know if I haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about it or like thinking about it.
Sometimes,
and analyzing the boat person.
Sometimes just on docks are like people that like they're really into boating culture, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to like they see a boat coming in, they want to help dock it. So he comes over and he gets by the rear of the boat. And I'm assuming I guess it would be the starboard side. And he's waiting there like so the boat doesn't crash into the back of the slip. Like he's standing there where I think he's going to put out his arm and just stop the boat. Like
why
I've
the
done
fuck
before.
Else would he not be? Like, why is he there?
Yeah, you're supposed to be helping. Right. Then that's how you help.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that before. My limited boating experience. I'm like, yeah, you hop out. You just make sure that the boat doesn't crash into the back of the dock. Whatever. And it's very easy to stop it.
Right.
The momentum of these things in the water. It's going so slow. I turn off the engines. I'm just watching. Lindsay's watching this guy. She's on the other side. She popped off the boat. And then instead of just putting his arm out, he just watches it. And then he just looks down and it just dinks. It's like the slowest crash ever. Dinks into these little bolts that were popping out and kind of like scraped up this one piece of the corner.
Yeah.
Not the end of the world.
Sure.
But so unnecessary.
It's totally.
And so then I'm mad at him, but also mad at myself because all I had to do would be like, hey, do you got that?
Right.
And he would have been like, yep. And put out his hand.
Right.
But instead of just going, hey, do you got that? I just watched quietly. And it was like cartoonishly slow. Like it's moving at like 1/10 of 1 mile an hour. And I'm like, he's got it right. I feel like it's like a Tim and Eric sketch from like Adult Swim where you just saw close-ups of all of our faces being anxious. Like, he's going to get it. He's going to stop it. Stop it. Okay, stop it. And then just no one stops it. And then also, yeah. So
I picture him with his hands behind his back.
Oh, he's like bending over. Yeah.
Oop, fuck it, Danny. Gonna fuck it.
It was the weirdest thing, though. Like,
fucked it.
Dumb for me not to ask.
Yeah.
But weird to just so casually watch something that you are in the best position to stop.
Yes.
And then just not. It's weird.
Right. And we're not here to brag about boats.
No.
But you're not in a canoe. Like it's
right.
Not, you're not in a kayak.
Right.
We got the family loaded up in a big ass kayak.
Right.
Like, there's some money.
Yeah.
Homie should have stopped it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, so
it's new.
Like I know that you're pivoting
yeah.
in a way that's like all you had to do was yeah. confirm with this guy.
And I am mad at myself because
yes.
I should have just said, hey, do you got that?
Right. Hey, little help?
Little help that? Oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And I'm confident he would have done that. But just no part of me thought that like you just wouldn't do that automatically because
yeah.
he walked over to I would assume
watch you back into the dock.
I guess just watch me back
He's
into the dock.
He's a fucking lunatic.
I would assume you walked over to help.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason you're there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting at.
Right.
Is that, sure, there's the communication failure.
Right.
Where all you had to say was like, you got that? And what if he said back, no? Nope, just here to watch.
Right.
Just browsing.
It is the exact.
But it's equally on him.
Yeah.
Don't just go away. I don't even have to know you.
Right.
I could be anywhere ever that's in proximity of a boat.
Yeah.
That's about to do something that's a little dangerous. And right. If I'm there,
yeah.
I'm going to stop it
for
100% of the time.
For people who have never been around boats, a good comparison I just thought of would be parallel parking.
Yeah.
And think about, like, before we had rear cameras, or if you're in a vehicle that doesn't have a rear camera. And I don't know. And I've seen that where, I mean, it's parallel parking or just backing into a space. Parallel parking is probably the easiest example where you see that somebody is kind of like, oh, I hope I got it. Like, they're maybe their head's out the window. They're really trying to look in the mirror. And then somebody else runs to the back of the vehicle to do that, like, you know, universal hand signals of, like, you know, you close your fist to, like, stop. You do your fingers back up. And then instead of doing any signals, they just run back to where, like, the car is about to hit something. And they just stand there as if they're going to be like, okay, that stop. Okay, you're good. And then instead, they just like, watch. Oh, yeah, you hit it.
Right.
Yeah, you just hit it.
They're just there to watch you back into another car.
Right. They just wanted you to slowly back in.
And then make fun of you.
And they make it worse because when they put themselves in that position, you would think that the only fucking reason they're there is to help you.
It is an implied gesture.
Exactly. Good word.
So implied. I don't think, I'm not putting this on you. This might be the first, like, is we dumb in the wild hybrid.
Yeah.
Where, You just didn't communicate, but fuck that guy. So
also, and good lesson here for everybody listening.
Don't buy a boat.
Don't buy a boat. Don't assume, even if you think it is the most obvious kind of like common sense thing to do, if it's somebody you don't know, don't assume they're going to do it. At the risk of sounding really stupid yourself and having them be like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I got it. Of course I was going to tell you. I was going to help. Yeah. Why would I stand here if I wasn't going to?
Right.
At the risk of them getting a little annoyed, just fucking say it anyway.
Yeah.
Be sure.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that goes both ways. And I don't know this boat guy yet. I'm hoping to get to know him over the summer.
Yeah.
So I can kill him.
So you can kill him.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, what are you scared of? And he's like, oh, guess what? I would hate not being able to breathe. I'm like, noted.
I talked to him a little bit after. He is the guy who has spent his whole life around boats, and he knows everything about boats, and he'll always know more than you about boats, and he's the boat guy.
Old Tommy Tugboat?
Mm-hmm. And he's a little older. I got the feeling, guessing here, you know, being hypothetical a little bit, speculating, but I feel like he's the guy who likes to see you make a mistake so that he can then be like, well, you know what? You should have done.
Oh, boy. Okay. I am looking.
What you should have done is this. And then he gets to tell you, it seems as if I get the vibe that if suddenly I acted like I knew more about boats than him, or better yet, if somebody actually did come in who knew more about boats than him, he would be threatened. This is his identity.
That's his doc.
I'm the guy who knows the most about boats. I know how to park boats the best.
Mm-hmm.
I need to let you make a little mistake here to remind you that you are not as good with boats as myself.
A little mistake here, let you know that I am better than you.
I am the king of boats.
I am, and I will always be.
I will be.
If you try to take me over, guess whose boat's going to be on fire? Like, that's old Tommy Tugboat.
Right.
Down at the docks.
The movie version of him would be, like, I have some attitude about that little situation, and then I come back the next time, and there's just fucking cinders, like, where my boat was, and it's just, like, the remnants sunk below in the slip, and then he would immediately walked over to be like, it's pretty crazy about your boat, huh?
Right.
I guess maybe you don't know so much.
With some boats. Cinematic
He would have
bass drop, boom.
He would have said something that let me know he fucking did it without legally implicating himself.
Right. Well,
yeah.
You don't let that sink your personality, huh, Danny boy?
Huh. I mean, you know, some people, you show them a little attitude about helping out on the dock, and the next thing you know, their boat's in the bottom of the water there. It's funny how that works.
It's weird how things that you don't know will come get you will suddenly drag you down. Huh, Danny?
Lesson there. You know, you gotta be nice to everybody.
I'm going out here in a bit. If you want to jump in.
Right.
All right. That's good. Okay. Okay, let's move on to the meat and potatoes.
Perfect.
The middle part of the show. Dumb idiots. Zach, hurry the fuck up! I jumped the gun. Fuck you, Zach! Push the button!
Nope.
Oh, God damn it. Dumb. Dumb, dumb. 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 Dumb, dumb. Idiot. I made room to yell at him.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you.
Nice.
I feel better. So this first story for Dumb Dumb Idiots this week, and I guess a reminder, this is us looking all over the internet for just dumb people.
Yeah.
Like a particular person doing something very stupid. That's the Dumb Dumb Idiots way.
Yeah.
And this was sent in by Dummy Lawrence. You are going to get a kick out of this, Danny. So a couple who bought a house next to A446 complain about noise from dual carriageway. As you can tell by the wording, it's not in the United States.
No, it says UK, it's the driveway.
So, from the house feeling like it's shaking every time a lorry passes, to having to wear earplugs to bed and constantly having to clean due to pollution, Jackie McCormick feels like she's living next to a motorway.
Oh, yeah. I think a lorry is like a work truck.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. So, when she and her husband viewed a 350,000-pound three-bedroom house in Coles Hill, Warwickshire, she said it was quieter times when they did not notice the noise. Mm-hmm. So it goes on to say that the real estate agent like showed them on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
When she, quote, end quote, said the roads wake up. Okay. What she didn't know is that they definitely do. Or what she claimed she didn't know.
Right, right.
If you look at these pictures that are down here, she is directly next to this motherfucking highway.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, what did you think was going to happen? So they jumped into this purchase. They're complaining about the noise. They're going to bring it to the city. They're going to fight it and say that the speed needs to be reduced because it's too loud for them to live there.
That is so absurd.
So fucking stupid.
It's so different than she bought this house years ago.
And then a highway went in.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
That is ridiculous.
Like if you bought a house and across the street, they opened a coal mine.
Right, exactly.
And you're like, well, fuck. Like that coal mine is loud.
Right.
Or some sort of just pit, mining pit. You're like, you know what? This truck that's the size of my home is a little much. Like that's an argument.
Yeah.
But when you move next to the mine, you did. That's you. You did it. You knew the mine was there. Or you should have known was there. Yeah.
I was picturing somebody like has a house and then all of a sudden like a new not warehouse, like manufacturer, a test site. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling here because
a dynamite test site.
Well, that's what I was going to. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm struggling because the absurd business I'm trying to think of doesn't actually exist.
That'd be a sick job though. Where do you work? Dynamite testing factory.
The job I was going for was like all of the noisiest products, like squeaky toys, like kids' noise things. There's like a testing facility for all those, and for some reason they have a graveyard shift, and they take no kind of sound cushioning precautions until like you buy your dream house. And then somebody buys the property next door and puts like a noisy product test facility on there. And then just like 24 hours a day.
Those chickens. Like the ones that you squeeze. Just all night with this guy. You just won't stop.
Just weird. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Like just like weird like songs. Like what even does that come from? It's a twinkle, twinkle gag gift.
Right. It's that yodeling pickle that we were talking about. Oh, yeah. But we had to make sure that it works into a megaphone. Like, sorry, we're the noisy toy testing facility. Like, what'd you think? The biggest fireworks, like, year round. Only the night shift. You can't test them at night. You can't test a noisy ass firework during the day.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, all the, like, the random effects that you get for your, like, well, for the iPad
Oh,
there.
Shit. You know, I did not mean to push that.
Yeah. Go. From, like, little buttons.
Good timing.
And then you have, like, that one, like, we have, like, the clown honk one.
Oh, yeah. I got that.
And there's websites that you download all these from where they make all these. It's like old time radio, sounds.
Yeah.
From, like, the radio shows.
Exactly. Yep.
And I can't think of what that term
War
is.
War of the Worlds type thing.
Right. Yeah. Like the
foliage.
There would be people who would like, you know, clop, 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 like put to mimic like horse hooves. They two little cans on a counter or whatever. Mm. I was picturing some like, it's a company that specializes in making like background noises.
Right.
And they can't work on them during the day.
Because the fucking highway's
because the highway. And so they have to work on them in the dead of night. And then for some reason, they don't have like the money to really soundproof everything.
Yeah.
So you just have this place right next to this Conti making like, hey! And it's just some guy yelling, hey. Like, what are you doing? Oh, we got to get a hey MP3. Hey! Like, just over and over. Or like blood-curdling screams. Right. Sorry, we're working on our Halloween series of sound effects.
It's July. I know, but it takes a while to produce.
And then like you said, 4th of July, they have to make fireworks noises. And so they have to actually make all these noises and record them with mics. They have to be outside.
Swords clanking.
Oh, my God.
Gunshots.
Sorry, we just got there's a big market for medieval sounds.
You know, that there's a spinoff that's for Lord of the Rings. Not Lord of the Rings. What's the other one, the good one on HBO?
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. There's a spinoff coming for Game of Thrones. Right. They hired us. I mean, this is a big contract for us to get. We apologize in advance. Like, they're super friendly about it. And then all night just clang, 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 clang.
Crazy battle noises.
Like fire breathing.
We guys, over the wall! Right. Over the wall! Attack!
Why do you have to do so many takes?
It's just, I don't know.
Part of the procedure. They want 600 takes.
guy getting hit by crossbow. Guy getting hit by longbow. Smaller guy getting hit by crossbow. Right. Smaller, like, they have to have all these checklists.
Hit with medium arrow. Hit with medium large arrow. Hit with super large arrow. Hit with exploding arrow. Hit with exploding large super big arrow.
Guy getting stabbed in the leg with a dagger. Guy getting stabbed in the forearm with a dagger. Guy getting stabbed in the foot with a dagger. Slight variations.
Right. So anyway, fuck that lady. Like, you cannot move into a place that has a freeway running through your back door.
Yeah.
And just be like, that's too noisy.
Right.
Slow down. And she was wondering why it was marked down. Like, they took 25,000 pounds off. She was like, I was wondering why they did that. I don't know, it's probably a fucking semi-truck.
I hope that you do not cave this lady, local fucking England Council of Laws.
And there was she plans on bringing it in, and she's talking about reducing the speed limit, and then there was a little stab by the author who said, even though there has been zero accidents in years.
Throw a little shade?
Yeah, a little shade.
I would love it, like, in a perfect world, if somebody brought something this dumb to, like, their council meeting,
right?
If the council members were like, go fuck yourself. And then, because, you know, like, someone like this would be so outraged.
Bailiff?
I'm sorry, what? I have rights. You don't have this right. Get the fuck out of here. You can't make me. We can't, actually. Bailiff, toss her out.
Yeah, the only right you have is go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you have the right to go fuck yourself. If you don't like that right, you can go fuck yourself again. You can go fuck your family.
Right.
You guys can fuck off and die. You have those rights.
Right. And I don't care.
We have the right to not give a shit what you think about anything, and we're going to exercise those rights.
We
don't care about you. We don't care about your husband. You can fucking die for all we care. We'd be happy.
The little boy in me.
Yeah.
I would read this article. I would find out where she lived. And then right next to the freeway, I'd be like, honk if you're happy. Like, something that would just fucking kill her. So all night just.
Oh my God. Set up one of those flash mobs where, like, you get a bunch of people on the web to just drive one after another all through the night. Laying on the horn as they go right by her house.
Oh, why not?
God, just to see the reaction would be so good.
No, the things.
The rage.
I know, I know.
Is this a call to action?
No. We can't be responsible for that.
Well, Zach can.
You know what? Actually,
I could yell at Zach more. If Zach gets in legal trouble and, like, almost cancel our show, I can scream at him forever. Not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can, actually. Listen, I'm no student of the law, but since it's another country, I'm pretty sure we can ask people to do anything we want.
That's how it goes.
Because we live in America.
Yeah.
Right?
Land of the free.
So we can be like, hey, British listeners, kill her. And I think that we're legally protected. Kidding. JK.
Turns out the Cody, who wrote in the very super most important starting question, he lives there. She's good as dead.
Oh my God.
He's been waiting for a fucking reason.
Right after I whispered, kill her, he just hits pause and he didn't hear me. Like, no, just kidding. Shing. No, they can extradite us. No, we don't want anything that happened.
He spits the bite of cow out of his mouth.
He's running there now.
Spits out a piece of beef that he has in his mouth from chewing on a goddamn cowhide. Okay, let's move on to our next story.
Okay.
This is such a dumb fucking lie. All right, so man claims he took upskirt videos to test quality of his phone camera. You fucking idiot. This is out of Singapore. An engineer who took upskirt videos claimed he wanted to test his phone camera after finding that such videos online were of varying qualities.
That is the lamest excuse I have ever heard for something like that.
Oh, Abel Tan Hugh Hong, 28. Took upskirt videos of 10 women from July 24th to September 10th in 2019 at various locations, including Badak and Saragoon MRT stations in Suntec City. So the product development engineer was jailed for 11 weeks back on Friday, April
16th.
He pleaded guilty to 3 counts of insulting the modesty of a woman.
It's a funny charge.
I
insulted the modesty of a woman.
Right.
It's a weird charge.
Death sentence.
Death sentence.
Like, it's just worded way too friendly for what it was.
Yeah.
With another 7 similar charges taken into consideration during sentencing. So it goes on to say that the lawyer actually, you know, defended him. He says, to satisfy his curiosity as to why there were such variance in the quality of videos, our client instructs us that he took. So I love that they put that in there. Our client instructs us. Like, they're like, bullshit, bullshit.
Right.
That he took the unfortunate decision to try taking these videos himself, said Mr. Lim. So his intention was merely to experiment and to find if his cell phone camera could take high quality videos he saw on the internet.
I like. Sorry, if we scroll up a little further.
Fucking God.
No. Other way.
Oh.
I like this. Just this one line. Tan is also in a relationship with his longtime girlfriend from junior college, who was disappointed, but has forgiven him. That's also a weird sentence.
That's also love.
She forgave him, but she, for the record, she does want everybody to know she is disappointed.
She does not approve, but she still has a place to stay.
Yeah.
Isn't that rough?
I think you might want to leave that guy.
But too.
That's serial behavior. He did it for a while now. And like, as an adult, what was he, 28?
Yeah.
Like, this is like a weird voyeuristic fetish.
Yeah.
And I get like voyeurism, but you've taken it to a place that is criminal.
Yes.
That is, you know, it's like you're
violating the modesty of a woman.
No, but you are like, you're violating. I mean, that is what a weird thing. I,
but to his credit.
Yeah.
They do vary in quality.
When you checked online?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was doing some research. And there are some people that are still apparently using Razer flip phones to do these upskirt videos. And I don't know why. Just get a 4K camera. We got tiny 4K cameras in here you can tie to a foot.
Do you think that the people getting the upskirt photos are actresses?
Maybe. I feel like I have to say, don't actually do that. It was a joke.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't actually do that.
Okay, fuck. I have to regret.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
day
yeah.
and age, don't fucking do that.
Not well, a call to action.
Yes, yeah, not a call, no. The opposite
and,
of a call
and, to action. And forget about laws. Like, yeah, exactly. we don't want you guys to know that we know that's not cool. Yeah,
absolutely not.
It reminds me of the closest I've come to doing something like that was when I was probably 9 or 10 and the bleachers.
Oh, classic.
The classic bleachers.
Seymour Butts.
You could get under the bleachers at the football games in Riggins, this tiny little like metal bleachers. And I remember like numerous, there was always several boys of around the age, you know, like 9, 10, 11, 12, always under those bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was one of them, it's like, absolutely. You would like be like, oh my God, so-and-so's mom, hot mom, wearing a dress.
Yep.
And then you'd go down to the bleachers and be like, can I see anything? And then if you could, you just like, all I remember seeing was like actual panties.
Yeah.
And it was like, dun, 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 I saw ladies' panties. I'm the greatest man on earth.
Level up.
What a weird thing to be so excited about. I don't know that like, all women understand, maybe they do. To a degree, how just perverted it feels like the majority of men are. Like we're like especially like when they're going through puberty, how like the brain, if you could just see inside the brain of like a dude going through puberty,
mm-hmm.
it's just like boobs, like a straight dude. I should clarify.
Right.
Straight. Or wait. Boobs. Straight. Straight. I got my words mixed up. That was too far. He's thinking I'm straight. That's not a straight kid.
That's the opposite.
That guy's he's like, no, I'm straight. I'm straight. I promise I'm straight.
That guy's seeing straight, dicks, asshole.
Buttholes. No, but I'm straight.
But I'm straight.
I'm straight. Dad, I'm straight. Dicks, buttholes. Right. Dicks, buttholes. No, I'm straight kid. Just like, it's just like ass, pussy,
mm-hmm.
ass, pussy, boobs, ass, pussy, boobs. Just mm-hmm. like on repeat.
Exactly. Just can't wait.
Fuck it. Can I fuck it? Can I fuck it? When? When can I see one?
For real? Right.
When do I get one?
And I remember being young, same age ish, like 9 or 10 at the public pool, and me and my friends like creeping out, diving down below the water surface to look at bikini lines. And when you get one that like wasn't well kept and all the hair was coming out,
right.
Fucking bonus points. Just creepy little boy stuff.
Just creepy little boy stuff.
And I still remember it to this day.
I wonder.
I've seen a lot cooler shit since then, but I still remember fucking hairy bikini line.
Do you think that happens now? There's like, because the stuff that I was doing was pre-proliferation of porn on the internet. It was most I could see was like JCPenney catalog. When I was that age,
yeah,
I didn't have access to even porn magazines. The most I would see was like the bra section of like Sears or JCPenney's catalog.
Yeah, maybe, but
now they can see everything.
Right. But I mean, that goes to things, if we apply that to things that are outside of even just sexual things.
Right.
Just because it's available online doesn't mean people are going to be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, that's true.
Like they'll
still
go do it.
Yeah, you still.
Like the real life experience of murdering a cow is something that I've been dreaming about.
Right.
since I was looking at hairy bikini lines.
Right. You, I mean, you've watched a lot of videos, like we all have, of people beating cows to death with their bare hands.
Yeah, and chewing on them.
Yeah, and chewing on them.
And I'm like, I can see this online.
Right.
But what?
You still need to do it in real life.
I still have to experience it myself.
Okay.
You get it.
All right.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the Waberhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the Waberhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus,
hmm?
You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves a potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Neither of these the dumbest thing that I feel like I found online this week.
Okay.
And we save that for the next segment. Zachy, roll it.
It's the apocalypse.
This one is very funny to me just because of how firm McDonald's was on their stance.
Okay.
And I think you're going to agree. So, a McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
They'll give him food, but they won't give him the kind of food he wants.
Yep. So, a man has been jailed for robbing a McDonald's in England and making off with not only some cash, but also food. Unfortunately for him, not only did he get caught, but he also wasn't able to get the meal he was hoping for at the time of the robbery.
I hope it was like 2 minutes under or over.
I wish it was just before the flip. He's like, I can't.
It's 10:02.
What do you want me to do?
Listen,
my hands are tied.
And he can see them. Like, they're giving him cash out of the registers. But he can see like McChicken or whatever the fuck their sandwiches are called, like the biscuit sandwiches in the back. He's like, no, I see one right there. It's 10:02.
Right. What do you?
I'll get fired.
I know. You want me to lose my job?
I'll lose my job if I give you that Mick fucking who gives a shit.
He's like, come on. I can see him right there. He's the one that has the bag opener for the giant chicken nuggets. He's like, listen, you have a gun at me. I'm the one that cuts the bag open. I can't get there. You have to let me go. He's like, no, I can't fucking. Do you want chicken nuggets or not? No. Then you don't get them. I'm the guy. I cut it open. I don't fucking care. Also give me the money. I do have multiple hats at McDonald's, buddy. I cut open the nuggets and I give you the money.
Right.
What?
So what do you want?
What do you want? Which one do you want more, money or nuggets?
That's it.
You chose money. That's on you.
I can give you $5,000, but I can't give you a breakfast burrito.
Right. So Rudy Batten pled guilty to robbing a McDonald's back in February, Southwest News Service reports.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the news outlet, Batten claimed to have a gun, demanded money from the register, and forced the manager to give him access to the store's safe. Now, when he was on his way out, he got $600, but he wanted to leave, and he asked for some chicken McNuggets.
Yeah.
And they said, sorry, you can't have that, but he made off with a double sausage
McMuffin. There we go, McMuffin. couldn't think of it.
Which I think is an upgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, I would choose a double sausage McMuffin over some chicken nugs.
Yeah.
I mean, on a personal note.
I like the chicken nuggets a lot.
Okay.
Those sauces, though.
Mm. Sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah. Mm. But, I mean, you can dip anything in the sauce. Am I right? Right?
Okay.
Sure.
I like how your voice changed. Mm.
You can put anything in the sauce. You know? You fucking hitting this one.
Oh, fuck.
Nice.
Just super deep. Oh, what you want to put in that sauce? Show you a fucking McMuffin. Sick ass baby.
Wow.
Hey.
Now I'm picturing that that's your fetish at home is McDonald's infused dirty talk.
Sticking my dick into dipping honey mustard.
No, you're having sex.
Oh,
but you're making weird McDonald's analogies. You're talking like McDonald's speak.
Okay,
like pet terms
I'm
for everything.
Tell me more.
You like that sweet and sour sauce? Yeah. You want me to touch your McMuffin?
That's like spoiled semen though. You want me to touch your McMuffin? Oh, how crispy is that tender? Ooh.
Come on.
Come on. Want me to come all over that McRib?
Show me how big that Big Mac is.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. McRib it, baby. Okay, that's all I had for that. That was just fucking stupid. I love that the McDonald's was like, listen, take the money. Can't do the McNuggets.
Yeah, that is so weird. Like, I kept trying to think of like, but why? Like,
they just couldn't cook them in time. I don't know. I mean, the robbery had to have happened in such a he didn't have all day.
Right.
Like, he couldn't be like, you know what? Go get him and fire him up. The police can wait. Justice can wait.
I like to think, though, that they were just that firm, that specific rule.
No.
Like, they have a procedure, and they're like, when somebody holds you up with a gun for money, don't ask. You can give them the money. They'll never be more than $500, $600, whatever in the till.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have another set of rules. You cannot serve, McNuggets past this time, right, before this time. And so they're just like, whoever's working there is like very much, okay, I can do this.
Uh-huh.
That's this protocol. Okay, I can do this. No, I can't do that. Right. I can give you the money, but I cannot. I mean, look at it.
I can't even stress.
Look at it. Read it for yourself.
Right.
This is chapter 6.
Can't give McNuggies before 10.
Right. I'm sorry.
Not my fault. It's 9:55.
I'd love to.
He could have benefited from Jerry working back there.
Right.
Like,
right.
McNuggies. Like, $5.
I can't.
$5.
$5.
$5. He's like, fuck.
Okay,
fine. Here. Okay, here you go, buddy.
All right.
Anyway, run fast. Run fast, eat ass. Am I right? Okay, let's move on to One Star Heroes.
Okay.
This is a really fun one today.
Yeah.
Oh, Liz?
Yeah, didn't you say this was what Liz told me to put in here?
I think so. Liz, maybe.
We're going to credit her regardless.
Okay, Liz Hernandez, you win.
Liz, whether or not you heard of this before, this is yours.
I get no respect in real life. I always am upset, so I let them know I hate them.
Oh, yeah, it was Liz.
Yeah, because she texted you about it.
She did. Okay. Liz, good. Properly thanked.
Officially thanked.
Because I've seen articles and things from this and that and that, but I did remember that she did send in the reviews for this.
Yeah,
but I did not check them out. I opened maybe one of them.
Okay.
And I got very excited.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be a gold mine. So let's see what happens.
Today we are looking for once at Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse in Nashville.
Can we talk about the name?
It's a long name.
Wordy.
Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse. I love it. Is pretty funny with the and. Like, someone's like, oh, yeah, the Honky Tonk Steakhouse. Oh, no,
easy.
Actually, it's the Big Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Right. Size matters, and we party.
Right.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, fine.
Because I was the Honky Tonk Steakhouse. No.
No.
It never was, never will
be. This isn't some fucking shithole Honky Tonk Steakhouse. It's a Big Honky Tonk.
Right.
And Rock and Roll Steakhouse. Come on now.
All right.
So overall, it's not the best reviewed place, but it's not terrible. It's 359 reviews. It's like 3.5-star rating.
Okay.
So we're going to look at a couple fives, and then we'll go on to the ones. I love the five. I love the five sometimes even more than ones. Just the excitement over just any product or place.
Just over the moon.
Zachary S. from Mesa, Arizona, big Kid Rock fan, wrote, this place was hopping on St. Patty's Day. The atmosphere was awesome. Great live band playing. Lots of kid memorabilia everywhere. Our waitress, Abigail, was amazing. Even with the loud music and mass, she was able to do her job perfectly. The food was out pretty fast and tasted wonderful. She was on point keeping drinks full. This is my kind of place. The American badass is living the dream. Stop in and check it out.
Jesus.
I just love how much he sucks Kid Rock's dick in that review.
This is his Graceland.
Yeah. He lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
American Badass is exactly who he thought he would be. His fucking burgers are on point. Right. His fucking fries are the best.
Like, he's back there fucking cooking burgers?
I know. Kid Rock, I just can't believe
the best hamburger I've ever had in my life.
I'm amazed by everything he can do. What can't the man do? The man can do rock and roll. He can do rap. He can flip burgers. He can make french fries. He mixed my drinks. I'm sure he coached Abigail on how to, like, bring her to my table.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. The next one, John S., another big fan. Recently took a Nashville trip, and Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse was everything you could have wanted from a big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse. He says it a few more times. Live music, cold beer, beautiful people. I will definitely go back to Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse if I ever go back to Nashville and feel the need to go to a big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse. Thanks. I love that he says it in its entirety.
He gets it. He does get it. He gets it. He knows it's a little wordy.
Oh, that is so funny. And then, yeah, a lot of other, you know, Sherilyn R. liked it. A lot of other people just, you know, wrote like nice things. Okay, now let's get to the one star.
Oh, boy.
Joanne G. from Richmond, Virginia. Stopped in to check out the band and was basically told by a snooty waitress that we would have to buy a drink if we want to stay and listen to the band. We initially planned to stay and was planning to buy drinks, but the tone she set within 20 minutes of our arrival turned us off completely. We went elsewhere to invest. Get the fuck out of here. You killed yourself in this review when you put 20 minutes. You walked into a fucking restaurant and bar like a cheap ass, listening to the live music for free, didn't order shit, and after 20 minutes, and since she's saying 20 minutes is probably longer,
sure,
probably after 30, 40 minutes, your waiter's like, hey, this is a place of business.
Right.
If you're going to stay here, you got to at least buy a drink. Oh, well, we were going to. Right. Now I guess we'll go invest elsewhere. Oh, I'm sure they're going to reap the benefits of your investment.
Oh, man, I can see it. Yeah. I can see these ladies sitting there. On the table,
Joanne
or sitting right, like, on the bar line, like even worse, like just taking up precious
bar
property.
Real estate,
right? Yeah,
yeah,
fucking riverfront property.
Yep, bartender's not getting tipped. Yep. The restaurant's not making any business. Just checking out a band who the bar paid for to be there for their customers.
Who's gonna get paid off of drink sales? I bet you,
right? and they're just like, Oh, I can't just come into a place of business and enjoy myself for free. That's like someone getting mad over going to a restaurant and just be like, I just wanted a place to sit,
right?
And they were like, can I help you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and they wanted me to order food. Interesting.
It does. I mean, unless you're just not drinking, period. Can you imagine going to a bar and not getting anything for 20 minutes?
Right.
I would, if either I'm not drinking or I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like that's, I'm not going to go in and like assess. I'm like, you know what? Things might get better.
Right.
It's just, I will know the vibe within 30 fucking seconds and I will bounce. But 20 minutes?
Nah, it's weird.
No, you're lying.
No, you're
there for fucking free entertainment.
You're a one-star person, Joanne.
Yep.
Okay, next one. Aaron T. Oh, yeah, this person. Okay, I have some comments about this person.
Okay.
One star. It was okay. Nowhere to sit at 4:30 on a Saturday. Had to go upstairs. The band was okay. They begged for tips the whole time, and their sign said $20 per request. LOL, that's hilarious. I could put $20 in the touch tunes and get the song played accurately with no attitude.
Oh, my God.
My boyfriend's mother wanted to hear Black Velvet. The singer said she didn't know it. Really? Was full of herself. What a joke. She wants $20 a song and she's never heard of Black Velvet. Amateurs. So the band sucked. Anyways, drinking problem came on and my boyfriend started dancing with me at our table. We weren't really dancing, even though he said you were.
Yeah.
Just kind of rocking in place. The bouncer came over and was a complete dick about it. First of all, we aren't from here. We don't know your stupid ass rules. Secondly, we were trying to be nice for getting yelled at and tried to laugh and smile and said, okay, fine. And not make a big deal. We were with family, but the bouncer wouldn't crack a smile. He went on to talk amongst himself and bust out of this long narrative about how these are the rules and we're making his job hard for him, blah, blah, and how we will be asked to leave if we can't comply. Totally unnecessary and over the top. We didn't have a good time. Every bouncer in town kind of sucked, actually. They hate their jobs, hate their lives, and hate working Broadway. They are there to be dicks to people. Oh, and by the way, we weren't even drunk. We would have spent $1,000 easily if anyone had been nice to us. But Kid Rock's bar is a tourist trap. Go anywhere else. Aaron T., you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, 100%.
You are. I don't know anything about you other than this review. Based on just this review, I'm just going to go ahead and say that odds are you're a terrible human being. Just the fucking attitude, and it wasn't about this one. All the bouncers sucked.
Right.
Everyone, you weren't doing anything wrong. They hassled you. The band sucks because they don't know this one fucking song you like.
Right.
My God.
And you just have to look at, she painted it.
Mm-hmm.
She
painted this.
She painted the picture.
And from her side, it looked terrible. Right.
And from her side, she goes, we were just bouncing in our chairs.
Right.
Or rocking in our chairs. Mm-hmm. What bouncer would come over and be like, no,
don't rock in your chair.
Just, they're like doing this. The bouncer's like, no fun over here. Fun's over there.
Look at the sign behind the band playing loud music for you to enjoy. No swaying.
Right.
No smiling, no rocking.
Swaying area? There's like a rocking and bouncing section.
Right.
No, those tables.
Right.
Right here at Stoic.
Ugh.
You're in the Stoic section.
Aaron reminds me of so many people I've seen get kicked out of comedy clubs over the years.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And with that flex of, we would have spent $1,000 easily, this weird thing, it's like, it's somebody who's got a little bit of money, And
or not,
it could actually be totally or lying not. They could be lying,
trying to validate at the end that they were important.
And they're either attractive or they think they're attractive, and they come in and it's their night. It's like the person who every night's their bachelorette party, you know. And it could be like, you know, bachelor party for dudes. I will say though, this particular personality I've seen in far more women than men.
Sure,
of just like, and I have a theory on it that I've shared in comedy clubs many times, but never here. It's getting less so now because of the way the world's changed. But until like 20 years ago, I think a lot of guys out in bars, that kind of place, lived with the knowledge that if they push things too far, they might get popped in their face. There's this inherent threat of violence from other dudes.
Sure.
It's much less socially acceptable to punch women in their faces in public.
Yeah.
Or anywhere.
Sure.
And so I think, based on what I've seen over the years, is they tend to be a lot more free to say a bunch of heinous shit and stop the whole show and make everything about them, because there doesn't seem to be any fear in them of like, someone might fucking punch me.
Right.
Where if a dude's done that, and I've seen it happen, dudes have started to do that, and then some other dude would be like, sit the fuck down.
Right.
Dude, I'll fucking, you know, like, and it'll get like heated that way. I've rarely seen that with women. And so like, you see this personality develop where over and over they get to go to some place and very little repercussions.
Yeah.
Hey, if you fucking like it, then fuck all you.
Right.
Fuck you guys. I'll take my $1,000 and fucking down the street. You can all fucking kiss my ass.
I'll invest elsewhere.
Right. And everyone just kind of like, ugh, just fucking don't touch her. Just tolerate it until she leaves. And then she just becomes a fucking monster.
It'd be way worse though if she started doing that and some guy just walked over and punched her face inside out.
It'd be worse if a dude, I've advocated for years women punching more women in public.
What? Okay, new campaign trail.
Because then it's, okay, it's more fair. I'm not advocating men punching women,
but
I think you're a fucking hero. If you're a lady, another lady gets up, I don't fucking care, and then pop! And I know we can't legally advocate it, so I'm joking for legal purposes, but in real life.
Also not a call to action.
Not a call to action. But I would love it. I personally would love to see it.
Episode 43, Is Be Dumb Hires a Lawyer. Because we are tiptoeing. I've apologized for shit I've said. You haven't apologized for shit. But we're flirting with that line.
Right. We are flirting with that line. But I just think about like old-timey Wild West.
Oh, totally.
Right? There's like guys wouldn't.
Just don't do shit. Like,
they'd be real careful because there was like showdowns.
Yeah, you're going to get punched. You're going to get killed. Yeah. You're going to get kidnapped.
But you watch a Western. How many Westerns do you see where two women are drawn down at high noon?
Not
but you
many,
don't see
not enough.
There were dudes standing up for women. And this can like sound like this weird misogynist. Actually, this is if you dig deep, it's very equality.
Yeah,
I'm very, and that's true for me in just life in general. It's like I'm very much like equal playing field. And so we've gotten way off topic here, I know. But basically, what I'm trying to get to is I just wish somebody would have beaten Aaron up.
That's what I was getting at.
Choked her out. I just wish there was a follow-up review saying like, hey, I just want to edit. After getting my ass beat a few times, I realized that for about 15 years, I was the one that was out of line. Right. And I reined it in.
Edit. Bouncer punched me.
Okay.
Okay.
Ryan G. This guy's insane. This guy claims he got assaulted, and I don't believe it. You can decide if you believe he got beaten up like he says he did. I don't think it happened. He says, enter your own risk. I visited this place multiple different times over my last few visits to Nashville, and aside from overpriced drinks, have had a generally good experience, except for my most recent visit. The long and short, security detail was way overbearing, to the point where not only was it difficult to enjoy ourselves, but where I was physically assaulted by security. Read on.
He has layered in three clickbaits. Like sentences on the front end.
Yeah.
This doesn't and you're read not going to believe what happened next.
Right.
Read to the end to find out.
Right.
Kim Kardashian did what?
Right.
Like just weird shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
It all began after my date was approached by a bouncer for a second time, reprimanding her for something. Problem is that we couldn't hear what he was saying, so we called for a manager. In the process of trying to have a conversation with the manager, the bouncer joined in as well. So now all four of us are trying to talk to each other over the loud music, so it's more like yelling. Their position was that since they had to approach us twice about violating rules that they told us we had agreed to upon entering, we were now being forced to leave. It wasn't clear exactly what rules we had broken. We were sitting inside the little box they put us in, which was defined by red masking tape on the floor, large enough to fit only the two stools we were sitting on. The purpose of the box was to keep patrons socially distanced from one another. The only time either of us stepped out of the box was to go to the restroom with our masks on. We were not standing up and dancing. The conversation with the manager and bouncer had become counterconstructive, so I gave our bartender a $40 tip and out of frustration threatened to leave without paying. Seconds later, I found myself being lifted up off the ground and smashed onto the floor. I'm not talking about being pushed or shoved back or blocked from leaving, but literally grabbed and lifted and then violently slammed onto the floor with the security guy landing on top of me. It was evident that he meant me physical harm. After getting up, a bit shaken, we paid the bill and left. Over the next few days, I began experiencing an increasing amount of pain to the point where I saw a doctor and got x-rays only to discover I have a broken rib and massive internal contusions, making it not only difficult but painful to breathe and move. I take responsibility for being a dick and attempting to leave without pain, but to physically assault your customer over a $100 bar tab is way over the top. Maybe in the 1800s, but not in 2020. The attitude and actions of the security personnel that evening were akin to the police brutality that everyone is protesting against. Unnecessary excessive force from an overzealous nutbag with too much unearned authority. So if you're in Nashville, I hope that my story can serve as a reminder of what you can expect if you step out of your little COVID box one too many times. Well, that's not. You didn't pay. Don't try to stand up for yourself or else. And then he took photos. And then he said something that makes him seem unstable at the end. I find it rather suspect that the bouncer and assaulting officer hold up the same hand sign. Must be protocol after assaulting patrons. So it's a conspiracy that they have to assault patrons. And I just hate that he's taking this. Oh, sure, I tried to leave without pain, but then I was physically assaulted. You know what? Good. I don't believe that you were picked up and physically slammed, but I fucking hope you were. I also, if people are like, fuck you then, I'm not paying my tab. Body slam.
Right.
All for it. If I saw that guy get fucking body slammed after threatening to like, I don't fucking pay him for shit then.
Uh-huh.
I would have a little bit.
Right.
Good job, guys.
Did it. Buy him a drink.
Buy him a drink. Good job on you. Good job on you. Ah, I want to hope you body slam some more motherfuckers.
It just
tonight.
Goes back to just imagining this at the root, actually happening, where somebody is sitting there at the bar,
right,
doing nothing
wrong,
and a bouncer,
right,
is like, you know what? I'm not paying this. And the second he does the one thing, right, he's like, I'm not paying it. He gets fucking body slammed.
Like WWE style, where they like pick him up and right, slam him down and break his ribs. He wasn't fighting back. He wasn't doing that. This did not happen like he's laying it
There's
out.
There's no way.
Right.
He's the guy who is intelligent. He can write.
Yeah.
Can structure some sentences and some thoughts. He got fucking hammered.
And going back to comedy clubs again, this time on the dude side, I've seen numerous dudes where women will tend to be like more vocally aggressive.
Right.
Men will tend to be more physically aggressive in my experience.
Yeah.
I have seen dudes get into it with staff or get into it with another customer, like a fight will break out and things have to be removed. I've seen numerous fights over the years in clubs. Not once have I seen somebody assaulted who didn't deserve it. Not a single fucking time.
Think they never, want
right?
They don't want to beat your ass.
No, they're not getting paid that much.
Sure, you're going to have a bouncer who has way too much power.
Yep.
But they're going to lose their fucking job,
right?
If they just walk around body slamming, slamming people that have come to the restaurant to eat.
And so many times I've seen people get kicked, especially early on when I was watching the headliner, and so I was in the room, in the showroom for the second half of the show. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I wasn't on stage. I watched somebody give the staff shit over and over, then get dragged out, have an altercation. And almost every time, that person then starts playing this game of like, oh, I wasn't doing nothing.
Right.
And he fucking hit me out of nowhere. get ready. I'll own this fucking place. I'll own this fucking comedy club. And then none of their lawsuits, to my knowledge, ever went through and won because none of those comedy clubs ever changed hands.
Because none of those comedy clubs are still in business.
Well, there's that with COVID.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
I got it. Hey.
But it's just like that attitude of like, I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And then they assaulted me out of nowhere. Fucking get out of here.
There's no way.
Highly unlikely.
But this does, is this reminding me or wanting me to experience something, a full theme WWE. Honky tonk, rock and roll bar.
Oh my god,
steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're in there and you don't know what's happening. You're gonna get like a diamond cutter.
Oh my god,
like off the ropes while you're eating the goddamn steak. Someone's just gonna come just oh yeah, just give you the elbow drop. Just hit your grandma.
Your waiter's finally bringing your food, and then right before they make it to your table, another waiter clotheslines them.
Randy Orton or whoever the guy that does the. Does the DDT? Isn't that the
fucking
over the shoulder thing?
The Undertaker. The Undertaker just pops out from around a table and just fucking knocks your waiter to the ground.
Right.
Oh god!
The
damn
announcer.
It.
Oh! Half price drinks. And like this weird special promotion while your grandma's getting choked out.
I love it. Okay, this next person is insane. This is the one that was cracking me up the most when we were putting this together. I showed you this a little bit before. Stephen Y from Nashville, 1 star. Stop removing my review, Kid Rock. dresses it to Kid Rock. Kid Rock does not care about the Nashville community in the wake of the coronavirus and decided to keep it open unless told by the governor. Thankfully, public shame and outrage work as he is putting the Nashville community at risk. This is not the Nashville way or part of how this community is. Don't like that already that you're just like, you know, attacking somebody from like political views, essentially.
Yeah.
Just only that. This place is nothing special other than putting lives at risk due to the virus to get publicity. Nashville 18 to 50 is the highest age range for the spread of the coronavirus, likely due in part to their act. Okay. Seriously, stay home. Do not go to this bar. There's nothing against this bar. There's nothing
this
bar has that isn't like anything in your hometown other than it is owned by Kid Rock and backers. Kid Rock's actions are despicable, greedy in posts of his venue, having crowds of young adults likely exchanging the virus, blah, 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 much like Rock Kid concert likely goes. Okay. So he's mad. He doesn't like Kid Rock.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't like Kid Rock's stance with COVID. And then, but what cracked me up why I picked this is he starts it with, stop removing my review, Kid Rock,
right,
at 421.
Okay.
Then you look below. He just doesn't know how to look up his own reviews.
Yeah.
Then there's the first previous review. Stop removing my review, Kid Rock. And he leaves the same review. He clearly just like, you know, copy and paste it.
Does not care about this. Blah, blah, blah.
Same thing. Then that's 323. 321. Stop removing my review. Stop removing my review, Kid Rock. And then one more. 320. Stop removing my review, Kid Rock. Seems like they removed my review as mentioned.
Nope.
And he goes back. 318. 317. 316. 316 again. And I love that it changes the language a little bit.
Yeah.
It goes back far enough. Seems like they removed my review. But as mentioned, Kid Rock does not care. Before that one. Seemed like they removed my review. The one before that. Please read. Sharing others. He has gone back for over and over and over.
This reminds me of the one-star heroes we had about people leaving reviews in the wrong place.
Oh, yes.
Like on on the Yelp app,
right,
about a certain restaurant.
Right,
like, my orthodontist appointment got rescheduled, like on the Yelp app.
Right, right.
I don't know what episode that was on, but that reminds me of this. Or the guy just like
that was
doesn't
a while back.
Just like, walks in, he's like, whoa,
whoa,
what happened? Where's my car?
Wait, what is it?
Where did you put it? Where? Like, he just doesn't understand how anything works. He's just walking around, be like, oh, you can't take that away. We didn't, sir. It's right here. You just have to look behind you.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
I guess I shouldn't have left 17 reviews.
Right.
Well, one last one.
Okay.
This is just weird. Like, he is mad about things that have nothing to do with Kid Rock's place.
Perfect.
Scott T. from New Palestine, Indiana. To the bouncer that made us leave because we witnessed someone steal my fiance's phone. You're as worthless as the idiot that stole my fiance's phone. We had every right to be upset. Your response was to kick us out and threaten us when all my fiance did was take a picture, put her phone in her back pocket, watch a thief run off with her phone, then tell us to get the fuck out. I walked away because you threatened to arrest me for being upset. Guess what? I am upset. And if anyone goes to Nashville, I would encourage you not to go to this establishment. With all due respect to the service staff, cleanliness, and atmosphere that is all top-notch. But God forbid someone steals something from you and you get upset, then you're threatened because someone steals from you. And you're the villain? Really? 4.5-hour drive. I have to work in a 10-hour day just to enjoy a simple night out. I don't need this shit. Congrats, cancel culture. This was my favorite town in the world until today. I included it because I just love that he goes all the way to cancel culture. What does cancel culture have to do with someone theoretically stealing your phone, which sounds like it didn't happen like you think it did when you were drunk at a bar in Nashville?
Right.
I guess cancel culture's one. I guess in today's day and age, you just go into a bar and anyone can take your phone and run away with it. And then if you say, like, I wish I had my phone still, they're just like, fuck you!
Right.
You! I don't even know what they were mad at. Fuck you, Whitey!
Again.
How dare you?
Just picturing it actually happening.
Like,
it's
like
so
he says
funny.
It.
Like, you, something bad happens to you and you get your shit stolen. You walk up to a bouncer and he goes, get the fuck out of here! It just kicks you out.
Right. There's
it's
more details that he is
world,
not sharing.
It's not how it works. And if you read that and you're like, wow, it's fucked up.
Right.
And fuck you. Because you don't know how to access how examine how reality works.
Yeah, there's just no way.
No bouncer. Listen, hold on, huge problem. My fiance, we're going to get married. She just took a picture. She took one picture. She put it in her back pocket. And this guy, like, he ran up and he just took the phone out of her back
pocket. Get the fuck out.
Hold on.
Let me explain.
No, it's not us. No, we didn't take the
get
phone.
Get the fuck out.
Okay, one.
You just got canceled. Cancel him. Guys, cancel him.
You got a fucking phone guy.
Cancel culture wins again.
Now they're my phone guy. My phone got stolen, guy. Get the fuck out of here. Had enough of your kind.
What?
God damn, like, I'm being pleasant.
Right.
Can you imagine it?
You think you can have a career talking about people wanting your phone, taking your phone? Well, congrats.
Cancel culture just got you. Right. Now you don't have a job. Now you're going to get harassing letters sent to your house. All because you complained about your fiance's phone getting taken in a bar in Nashville.
Hope it's worth it.
Hope it's worth it.
You go back. You try to go back to work, and your boss has to come in and work it, like talk to you. It's like, listen, I don't know.
Right.
My hands are tied here, but I'm getting all this publicity about like someone like stole your phone. Yeah, and then you brought it up. Yeah, sorry. What do you want me to do? You can't work here anymore, man. It's been a great 20 years. You've been a very valuable employee.
Listen,
but
you can't complain about your phone getting taken or your fiance's.
You can complain about your food. You can complain about your job even.
Come on.
But you can't complain about your fiance's phone getting stolen.
Come on, man. This isn't the 1800s. You can't act like that. You can't complain about things being taken from you or taken from your fiance and not get canceled.
Mm-mm.
I would love it if he somehow worked this show in here. He's like, I just don't understand cancel culture. Let me get this straight. Dan Cummins can openly advocate for murder, and somehow no one gives a fuck, and he still gets to have a career.
Right.
And then my fiance gets her phone stolen, and I'm canceled. I lost my house.
Yeah.
I lost my job.
Yeah. Not my problem.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, well, you broke.
It's mysterious.
You know how to walk the tightrope.
Cancel culture works in mysterious ways.
It sure does. It sure does. All right, well, that was dumb shit.
Okay.
Let's move on to a nice thing.
Okay.
We call that Sliver of Hope.
All right.
Sliver of Hope.
I know the show is running long, but like
that's okay. I like it.
One of the things I love about this show is I will leave the show almost every week thinking like that's probably gonna get us in trouble.
Dude, every week.
Every week.
Same with me.
I'm like but I think we took it too far.
There's a fine line of like why do people listen? Like, and then like, when are we gonna get canceled?
Right.
Like, those are the two thoughts that cross my mind. Mm-hmm. It's like, people think this is funny. Other one's like, we're probably gonna lose our jobs.
Right.
One is for each headphone that I take out at the end.
Yeah.
Like, one headphone I pull out, I'm like, why are people here? Other one's like, when are we gonna get canceled? And then I just stand up and get out of here and go back to other stuff.
It is insane that literally every episode we say a good 30 minutes worth of stuff that if you had any corporate job and a coworker overheard you and reported you, you'd absolutely be fired.
And I hear that, we hear those stories. We hear about them in the emails.
Oh, yeah.
Where someone brings
it
up.
We've sent people to people getting caught listening to this show have had to go to HR for meetings. And yeah, and
you're
for,
welcome.
Oh my God.
Or they bring it up, they start talking about it, and then like they get in trouble and they have to go meet with HR because they were talking about fucking chewing a cow apart with their teeth. And fucking Debbie overheard it. And Debbie sent you in. You're like, right. No, it's a show. And you have to try to explain what this is.
Oh my God. I love somebody just kind of getting like the gist of it. But it's like, you know, I mean, I was listening to this podcast the other day, Becky, and he makes a good point. Like, more women should probably get beaten in public. And then he comes back from lunch and like his fucking desk is already cleared out. All his shit's laid out front. No, but I was just kind of repeating.
No, he said.
The way I said it wasn't even as bad as what he said.
No, he said more women should punch more women.
I see that? I'm not some chauvinist. I just think that it would be fun to see more women hit women in public.
That's what I'm saying. We would all be better off.
I just want equal rights. Come on.
How do you not see my... It's a good point.
I lost my career.
It's a good point. Okay. Fuck you. Take his phone. Fuck out of here. All right. Let's look at one nice thing.
Okay.
I shouldn't say some nice stuff. Just one. So an 8-year-old cancer survivor sold over 30,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. She's using proceeds to help fellow childhood cancer survivors.
Aww.
How nice is that?
That is so nice.
So an 8-year-old cancer survivor in San Bernardino, California, is using some of the proceeds from her Girl Scout cookie sales to give back to others fighting cancer. Lily Bumpus, who has been a Girl Scout for 4 years, said she sold 32,484 boxes Scout cookies, crushing the previous record of roughly 26,000 boxes sold within 3 months.
Wow.
The Girl Scouts of America said it doesn't track official top cookie sellers at the national level. However, there are so many impressive cookie bosses throughout the United States and our 111 councils which handle their own sales tracking. They may track their top sales locally, like Bumpus, who a spokeswoman said. So she went on to say her group is like involves like other childhood cancer survivors and ones that are currently, you know, fighting cancer.
Yeah.
And so she's, you know, donating a chunk of the proceeds to help it. And there is a good lesson here at the bottom. Let me find it here really quick. So it said, but basically her parents said, no problem is too big that you can't try and tackle it. Like, they can try to end. They can fight towards ending childhood cancer.
Yeah.
By doing things like this. Like, there's nothing that a problem is so big that you're like, oh, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can sell 30,000 fucking boxes of Girl Scout cookies and raise some money to help the fight. So everybody can do something no matter how big it is.
That's inspiring.
So here it is. Sorry about that. So showing my 8-year-old old cookie hustler cancer survivor that together we can and will end cancer. There's nothing impossible when you make it possible.
That's awesome.
Which is great. So I love that story. You know, just fucking incredible.
Yeah, that is.
I like how the little kids like have just done anything better than I've ever done in my life.
It is crazy.
When I was 8, I was looking at fucking pubic hair in a public pool.
Oh my God.
Killing it.
I'm at this age, I hear that story and I'm inspired. But also, like, they're such better people right now than I am even, like, currently.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, I wonder how many boxes of cookies you would have to sell to raise enough money to help legalize woman-on-woman violence.
That's what you were thinking about? It's just like...
to get a law passed. How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies would I have to sell to raise enough money to help pass a law to make women-on-women violence in bars
more acceptable.
No more than a misdemeanor?
Right. No more than, like, just, like, you have to leave. Like, you just, like, that's it. You're dismissed. You just have to go from the establishment. There's no other thing that happens to you.
Right. Yeah. You get no other trouble.
If there's a state that would pass it, sadly, it'd be Idaho.
I know,
like, we're so far behind.
Yeah.
We're just getting to, like, gladiator stage. Like, right. We're like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Every football venue can now have lion fights. Like, that's where Idaho is in the political spectrum. All right. Let's look at some weird shit I found online. You ready for that?
I am.
Okay. To you from internet. Thanks, Zach. Bye.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple. To you, from internet.
This first one was sent in by Dummy Matt, and it's just a neat. It's a neat thing that if you are anywhere in the Northwest, I have not seen this, but I want to check it out. Over in Olympia, Washington, they have a pinball museum. So they have a list of just insane pinballs.
Wow.
You know, it looks like, I mean, at least 50 plus of these old and new.
I think I've been past that or something. That's very familiar.
And they have arcade games. And anyway, I love the
that looks so cool.
The business model is where you go and you pay admission for $20.
Yeah.
And you get in and then there's none of the machines cost money.
Oh.
So once you're in.
Yeah, that's smart.
Then you just get to play for, you know, during your time there.
That's great.
And you can rent it out.
That's
smart. You can have parties there. We're close enough, and our family, a lot of my wife's family, or the majority of them anyway, are in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
So if we are able to tie that in, maybe when we're going to the coast.
Yeah.
I know that you do go through Olympia, but that'd be, I mean, just a fun, I would love this type of concept.
Yeah.
I know that like a bar and an arcade or like a pinball hall isn't really new, but man, they are fun and they should exist, be way more common than they are. Because they're a blast.
Yeah.
To just revisit the nostalgia.
There's a big good one in Vegas too.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of it?
Aren't you glad I piped in? I sure don't.
Well, look it up.
It's a pinball historical museum in Las Vegas.
Pinball building.
I was thinking like the one problem that can come up with this would be just that asshole who like just won't leave like the Aerosmith machine.
Right. He won't get off Terminator.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, that's a good pinball machine. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's been on Terminator for like 2 hours straight. It's like, dude, come on.
Come on.
We came here to play that game too.
It's the only reason we're here.
Hey, man. I paid my ticket.
I'm here too. It's total snob. Like that dude, you can see, is wearing like leather jacket, has his shades on.
Oh my God.
Looks like Arnold, but like a geek version of it.
You know, you get some weirdos here where like I remember like when I like 14 years old.
Yeah.
It was like it was cool. Like you knew who the kid who was the best at Street Fighter 2 when I was in Las Vegas that time, like playing like the 7-Eleven. It's like, oh man, that's Russ.
Right.
Dude, he's still good with Ryu. That was that thing.
Yeah.
And then like that guy would like go there and like flex and just like, you know, like beat people. You have to beat him if you wanted to kind of like take over the game or whatever.
Right.
There was like some little system and it was like, oh my God, he's so cool.
Yeah.
I bet at that place you see like the 45, you see like the my age version of that.
Right.
Where like he's still like, fuck yeah. Like he puts still on great glasses, gets his hair combed, he puts on his outfit. He's going down to the game center and people are going to think he's so fucking cool because he can get over 3 million points on, you know, whatever in Terminator.
Yeah. Right.
What an interesting personality type.
That reminded me. I have a weird flex.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I could go to the arcade with a quarter and I could run Mortal Kombat 2 start to finish.
Yeah.
And Primal Ridge.
Whoa.
Fucking one quarter all the way through. Fuck them up. Sub-Zero on Mortal Kombat 2.
How hard did you strut on the way back home?
I don't know. I mean, how hard could you strut when your parents are picking you up? or you get on your red line or your Mongoose BMX bike. But you felt fucking pumped.
I picture, yeah.
Your buddy gets on back on the pegs, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. pedal them home.
I picture little Joe like telling your mom or dad that and just being so pumped. Mm-hmm. And then their eyes are glazing over like they just don't. It's a video game.
It's the same care. Thing. Like I was the
like
dude,
you do that now with your kids. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, my dad, check out, I made it to this level. You're like, good for you. I got real shit to worry about.
Right. You want mashed potatoes? I don't fucking, what do you want? Like I was the kid, like they had the Game Pro and we'd rip the codes out of it.
Yeah.
And then I had a laminator and we'd laminate all the codes and like finishing moves.
Oh, you're serious about it.
Oh yeah. Carry them around in a little dumb briefcase.
Oh, that's great.
Just really loved it.
Briefcase of fucking codes.
Yeah. Of laminated Mortal Kombat codes. and Primal Rage. Primal Rage was fast.
I love it so Killer much Instinct, that it was in a briefcase.
Tried. Killer Instinct I tried. But I could never really get really good at Killer Instinct or Street Fighter. I could never really good at it.
I love that it was in a briefcase and that it was laminated. Just the time and the care.
Fucking little 12-year-old?
Mm-hmm. And you know that like somebody would be like looking at it and be like, a little rough with it. No. And your heart rate goes up. Like,
no, you can still tear it. God, careful with it. I'd nudge my friend and be like, that's why we laminated it. See, you said it wasn't a bad idea. It was going to weigh more. I'm like, that's why we did it.
Look, it would have been torn right now.
Right.
That's why, you know, before, like, we would never hang out with Ricky because he'd always tear up our codes.
he's too rough. Too rough with the paper. This next, I'm really excited to show you this next one. This was sent in by Dummy Stick. Goes Stick. By Stick.
Okay.
And the headline alone is enough to make you laugh, but we also have a video. So Steven Seagal is a rotten potato person who runs like an incontinent toddler with noodles for arms.
That is the greatest sentence. An incontinent toddler with noodles for arms.
And it's true.
We have to see this now.
Okay, so I've never really paid attention to how ridiculous Steven Seagal looks when he runs.
Steven Seagal runs weird is the name of this video.
And again, if you're just listening, you can find the link for this in the episode description. But it is so goddamn fun. Look at this guy run.
Oh my God, he does run really weird.
Funny.
He does run with weird noodle arms. Why are his hands flopping around like that? What the hell is he doing? This is a young Steven Seagal.
I know. That right arm is always flapping.
Oh, weird.
So weird. And then wait for this next scene. This one doesn't do anything for a little bit. This one. Watch this. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that he just pushes this dude. Look, he's not even in the fucking way.
Yeah.
He's trying to shove him in front of the car that's coming by. Like, it's just some extra that's like, okay, free lunch. And then he just shoves him in front of a fucking car. Like, he didn't want to be there. What are you doing, Steven? All right. So anyway, let's watch him run.
Okay. It's
joyous.
A running Steven. Weird floppy wrists.
Look at that. What's that arm doing?
I know that arm. And that is a funny push where he went out of his way to push a guy.
Yep. Look at he's swimming.
Look at that arm. All these different eras of Steven Seagal. That is.
Isn't that odd, weird?
I can't believe I never noticed it before.
I know.
Oh, man. He's became so much. Young Seagal became so much less cool in my eyes.
Yeah.
Because like older Seagal has been weird for a while.
Yeah, totally.
But young Seagal, I was still like, yeah, but he is a fucking badass martial artist. Not so much. He still is.
Sure.
But just like, but if he ran up towards you, I can see how you'd get really overconfident about your ability to take him down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can fucking destroy this ass clown.
What's that going on with that right arm? What's that right arm doing? It's like doing like little tiny circles.
Maybe that's part of his whole thing. Maybe he, to throw you off, okay. to make you think he's not as tough as he is, he does a weird, goofy run. A
little noodle arm thing?
Yeah, like a noodle arm run, so you lower your guard.
Maybe if I look like spaghetti.
I seem very non-threatening.
They won't know how hard I can kick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the drunken master.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run like a piece of spaghetti.
I love it.
All right, so we're just going to move on and hear from some of our dummies.
Okay.
Zach, go ahead, buddy.
It's junk mail.
I don't even care that this episode's this long. It's probably gonna be our longest ever.
Yeah,
because this was fun. I had a
lot of fun.
I had a blast in here.
And I'm glad because it's probably our last episode,
dude. I'm telling you, episode 43 is gonna be Is We Dumb Hires a Lawyer.
Episode 43 is just like we leave the mics on while we pack up our stuff and shut the office down.
You get to hear it by cardboard box noises.
44 is from prison.
It's all coming true. So our first piece of junk mail coming in from Dummy Nathan, who writes, "Hey Fred and Barney, this is Nate, a longtime listener and space lizard. After hearing the latest Is We Dumb episode and hearing about the dummy's vampire ween, I felt I had to give my brother some solidarity with my own ween story. I too have a scar on my peepee. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of how it happened, so here it goes. Around the time I was 12 years old, we used to take care, hang out with my disabled aunt on almost every weekend. My aunt had a couple of dachshunds at her place, and they were the neediest dogs I had ever met. They followed you everywhere, including when you need to go drop a Deuce Nukem. They would cry at the bathroom door, so I usually just let them in They'd either watch me intently or chill next to me while I go.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So this one time, I guess old boy got curious at what I was doing and came to investigate. Now, mind you, when I did this, he was two dog heads away from my ween. I thought I was in the clear. When he got close, being a stupid 12-year-old, I waggled my ween at him.
Oh, no, like a chew toy.
And said, hey, mine's bigger. And as if he understood me and he got pissed off, he lunges forward faster than I can pull away and nips the head of my dick.
No!
Leaving a permanent scar that I tell girls is just a birthmark or something. I hope this makes you laugh. Keep doing what you're doing. Honestly,
cringe.
You've created an amazing community that is incomparable to any social group I've been a part of. You guys rock.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thanks, Nate. How's that dick?
Nate, that was intense. I thought it was going to be even worse for a second. I thought it was going to be like it bit the tip of your dick off and you had to have it reattached or something.
The whole head gone?
Oh, man.
What kind of weird tube dick would that be with no... Like, why is the head so important on a wiener? You take that away, it's just a
It gives it a sense of finality.
It's a worm.
Right? Yeah, just a weird little flesh worm.
Evolutionarily, it's supposed to be like a shovel head
and
pull the semen out of all the other men that are having sex.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, thousands of years ago. I think I researched that for Time Suck at one point.
Weird.
Where it's like a shovel. Gets that semen out.
Interesting. The old dick shovel.
I'm probably wrong because I'm an idiot. Bye.
No. I just came up with, I'm no longer am I calling it a ween or a pee-pee.
Dick shovel.
You fucking cum shovel.
Cum shovel.
Dude, that is hot.
New t-shirt.
New t-shirt. Fucking DJ cum shovel.
Cum shovel.
Wow. I thought maybe it was like to like try and lock it in there.
That's like a great album name for a punk band. Right?
Fucking cum shovel.
Cum shovel.
Man, if you get, you might be able to get away with like one song named cum shovel. But if your whole band
whole album.
No,
I was trying to think what band would have an album named cum shovel.
Rancid.
Rancid? Yeah, Rancid,
Rancid
cum shovel.
Cum shovel.
Mudbane.
Flogging Molly cum shovel.
Funny.
Cum shovel too. All right, want to move on?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear our next story. This is from dummy Jennifer. She writes, hey guys.
Hi.
Listen to your debate on Heelys in the bedroom. The shit we talk about.
I know.
If my husband rolled in, he'd definitely be getting some.
Oh.
He already slides around in the house in his socks. Anyway, you also mentioned stilts. He has been in construction for over 25 years and is quite a pro on them. I think it's sexy as fuck when he does a little jig with them. He thinks it's amusing that while on them, his crotch lines up perfectly with my face. Face roll. So, no, Heelys, pogo sticks, and stilts are not a turnoff for a lot of women. Stay cool. 3 out of 5 stars, Jennifer C. P.S. My last name is impossible for white people to figure out, so don't even bother. Well, thank you, Jennifer C.
Thank you, Jennifer. For white people, I love that. I love the honesty. Listen, white people have fucking no idea how to say this, so I'm not even going to torture you with it.
My native tongue. I am amazing at not only reading, but reading languages that I didn't grow up reading. So try me.
I like that Jennifer brought up the fact that she finds that sexy, because it is that interesting thing where like something where I would think, I'm like, get out of here. That's so fucking weird or corn, whatever. Any negative adjective.
Yeah.
I truly love that there are people out there that's like, oh, that fucking turns me on.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Fake legs.
Just because there are like, what is that whole that thing of like different strokes, different folks?
Yeah.
It's so true.
And
so true.
And things that become attractive that you didn't think because the person who does them are now attractive.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess that ties into like trauma as well. But on the other side, like if you are really attracted to somebody and they do like have a certain mannerism or they smoke or they do this, like, and you really just like that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then you tie the action into being an attractive
positive correlation
trait. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I pictured like I think she's overplaying the stilt thing. Unless they live their life and he walks in, he comes home, he never takes his stilts off.
Well, no, she
doesn't like him. She doesn't even love her husband unless he's on the fucking stilts. Their whole house has 15-foot ceilings.
15-foot ceilings.
Doorways are massive.
I thought that part was more fantasy. Like if he were, it'd be right there at like face level.
Well, she told me
I hope that it really is what she said. We're like,
yeah, she said it's sexy as fuck when he does a little jig on them. So he's on these stilts enough to dance.
So he's legitimately on these stilts.
And he finds it funny that the crotch lines up perfectly with my face. So I mean.
Oh, he finds it. Okay, I missed that part. Okay, I thought, okay, got it.
What
it really happens.
This is Jennifer C. Jennifer Circus.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Circus family.
What traveling circus are you
part
of? I
can say circus. Why'd she put that in?
That was the name she thought we couldn't get?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to torture you with circus. I get it.
All right, we have one last story.
Okay.
Let me wrap up the longest episode we have to date. One last piece here, coming in from dummy Nicholas. It's a good update.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the episode about the fake owl. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't think there was any useful information until I visited my mom. She had a problem with a bird flying onto the window in the back of the house and pooping upon impact 20 times a day. 20 what? Times is not an exaggeration. After having listened to the episode on the fake owl, I told her I had just the solution. I ordered the fake owl mentioned on your show, and it worked perfectly.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for including that in your episode. It got me out of having to remember a Mother's Day gift this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so thank you, Nicholas.
Oh, and actually,
Fake owl.
On a previous product, I did get that pillow that I talked about.
Oh, yes. Can you fuck it?
You could.
Oh.
I haven't.
That's not.
But you could.
That was not nearly as exciting as I want it to be.
But I will say.
Yeah, probably.
For me, yeah, it's good. I don't know that I'm like 5 stars. Like, oh my God, it's changed my life.
Uh-huh.
But now that I think about it, I have been sleeping pretty consistently through the night. Usually I would get up to go to the bathroom. I sleep harder. And the pillow is the only thing that changed.
Huh?
So maybe it is making a big difference. So
maybe this pillow is sucking.
Put that together right now.
Sucking the piss out of you.
I
don't know how that works.
Or that.
I feel like, yeah, this
all my
pillow
pees, is all my nighttime pee is going into this pillow. That's probably what happens.
It'd be such a fun world to live in. Like, that's where you're like, yeah, fuck, wow.
Wow.
What a treat.
Okay. I don't question how it would work physically. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that must be it.
That's it. Like, you squish it. Like, where does it go, though?
Weird. The pillow is sucking on my nighttime pee-pee. No, but it is very nice. It is very nice.
Okay.
It conforms to your head.
Recommended?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well. Maybe I'm next in line.
It's like 25 bucks or something. Yeah, that was very nice.
Get a new pillow.
Some shredded foam.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Hey, Zach Flannery.
Yes, sir.
You are a fantastic individual.
Yeah, good job, Zach.
Yeah.
Ba with the ba, the bang, a bang, diggy, diggy, diggy.
Nope. Set
the
okay. Bu- okay, oh, now bye. You ruined it.
Oh, I ruined it. Bye.
Now you ruined it.
All right, well. Guess who's losing their microphone?
I'm sorry.
He comes back, the cord's cut, the microphone's gone for the next recording.
Just
yeah, thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan Keith. Pumping out the best merch in the podcast game. We have the new
yes.
Fred and Barney summer collection for Is We Dumb. We got the button-up tee and the matching trunks.
Sweet.
We got us. I'm standing on a stack of books like a dipshit.
Respect.
I know. I just want people to respect me. And they won't respect me until I'm on stilts. That's what I've learned from Jennifer C. So go to badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com. We got our socials, Instagram and Facebook at Is We Dumb. Got the private Facebook group, Is We Dummies, moderated by Liz Hernandez and the All Seeing Eyes. Thanks again to Liz for sending in the One Star Heroes this week. That was a blast. Oh, I forgot to mention the story about the poop. The guy at the Kid Rock.
Oh,
we'll,
yeah.
We'll save it for another time.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Note for next week.
A little follow up for next week.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bad Magic Productions. You want to send in some content, dumb at iswedumb.com. General questions at info@iswedumb.com, and please do continue to rate and review wherever you listen to podcasts, because it is growing. We
yes,
see the numbers,
thank
you. You guys.
Thank you. Thank
keep
you.
Listening. Keep telling other people to be dumb with us, because that's how this whole thing works. And looking forward to that live show.
Absolutely.
Which is June 10th.
That's what's going to get us canceled.
That's number one.
That's probably where we're going to end.
Yeah.
That'll be the grand finale.
Even if we get canceled before then, we'll at least still do that show to make sure we're super canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So that live show is June 10th. We're going to be at loopedlive.com. Everything that we have to censor that we don't really want to for this show.
Because like, clearly today we held back.
We did. But what people understand is kind of.
I know.
But you can buy tickets right now at badmagicmerch.com. Let's wrap up the show with a dad joke.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Meet dad joke.
This was sent in by dummy Jacob.
Okay, Jacob.
All right. A little laughy for you. Why don't blind people skydive?
Why don't blind people skydive?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They don't get to see the stuff that they're skydiving towards.
Fine. Because it scares the hell out of the dogs.
Oh, I've heard that one. It's been years.
It's funny.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
I sadly enough put a little like seeing eye dog in the plane, and then like tied to the guy, and he has to jump out too, and he's so fucking scared.
The dog's so scared,
he's like backing up against the thing. He's like, "What are we doing?
No,
trying to get the owner, like, no, danger, and just yanking the dog out of the plane with you.
Oh my god! I picture the dog not being held by the people. It's like the tandem skydive situation, and then there's the parachute, and then the dog's just dangling off to the side on a leash.
Right.
This poor dog.
Rufus gets his own little parachute.
I like it. Okay. Everything's better.
That's a safer ending. All right, guys. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
It's We Dumb!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.